And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben, Ben from San Diego writes, maybe it's you writing us a note, wants to know about essential tremors. What are they?
Yes. Essential tremors, there's a disease that's caused by, that is marked by these tremors called Parkinson's disease, which I'm sure you've heard of. Essential in the world of health and medicine means it's just there. It's just part of you. There's no reason for it. For example, essential hypertension, it's just there. There's no reason for it. Essential tremors, they're just there. There's no reason for it. Well, obviously, that's silly. And when you have tremors, you have probably some kind of nutritional deficiency as well as likely inflammation, and they're just part and parcel of the degenerative disease process. There are nutrients that are specific for movement, and particularly the B vitamins. And the B vitamins are very important for all movement issues and movement disorders. Beyond tangy tangerine is a great source of B vitamins. Essential fats are also important. They're protective for the covering of the nerves that are involved in movements. So I'd be using the Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus in addition to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then lastly, and this is very important for people who are dealing with Parkinson's disease, in addition to just having generalized tremors, you want to think about digestive health. In fact, we've been talking about digestive health for Parkinson's disease since I've been on the program 10 years ago, George, or 11 years ago now. And it turns out now, if you do a little research, you'll see that doctors are recommending all kinds of digestive strategies, including your favorite health strategy, fecal transplants for folks who are dealing with Parkinson's disease and tremor disorders, highlighting the very important relationship between what's called the brain, the gut-brain axis, the relationship between the digestive system and the brain. So number one, get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, B vitamins especially. Number two, essential fatty acids, your Ultimate EFA and Ultimate EFA Plus. And number three, focus on digestive health, eliminating problem foods, and using a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence. I've been working with a gentleman in Alabama. He's probably listening to this program. He heard me on the program. And he had Parkinson's disease, and he was going to all kinds of doctors. I told him, like I tell everybody with Parkinson's disease, that we can reverse the condition using nutritional and lifestyle strategies relatively quickly. And sure enough, this gentleman had been going to doctors for years. Within a couple of weeks, he started to notice significant differences. Now he's almost completely recovered. Some 6 months later, he actually called me up a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, I decided to do a test, and I ate a bag of potato chips. And sure enough, my tremors came back.
Really?
Yes, exactly. Again, highlighting the important connection between things we take for granted, like French fries and potato chips and hamburgers and all the things we interact with on a regular basis, and how our bodies respond, for better or worse, in terms of our health.
Back to the phones. John in Reading, Pennsylvania is with us. John, thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to first say I'm praying for everyone in California and Los Angeles right now. George, I wanted to ask pharmacist Ben. Ben, hi. How you doing? My wife has Sjögren syndrome, a very serious case. She has no tears in her eyes at all, losing all her teeth, and a rheumatoid arthritis. The only thing doctors are prescribing her is hydrochloroquine, and now it's starting to affect her liver. The Sjögren's is affecting her liver. What do you recommend naturally that we can do to help her?
Yes, I can recommend a lot. First of all, Sjögren's syndrome is a horrible health challenge, and it's associated with rheumatoid arthritis. They're both considered autoimmune diseases. When you have one autoimmune disease, you're very likely to have several autoimmune diseases because they come from the same place. Guess what? The digestive system, leaky gut. And I can tell you, I'm not a psychic, I'm just a pharmacist, but I can tell you that your wife has had digestive problems for a long time. Not a short time, a long time, and they're somewhat significant for her to have these two autoimmune issues. This is so important. We've got tens of millions of Americans suffering from autoimmune diseases. There's over 120 or 130. They keep adding new ones to the list, autoimmune diseases, and nobody has to suffer from these. They're so easy to reverse. And if we keep going to the medical professionals, God love the doctors. I have a lot of friends who are physicians, but they're not equipped to address these kinds of conditions. And the misery that's associated with autoimmunity is unspeakable, not to mention the decrease in longevity. And now you say, as you say, It's progressing to her other organs. The medications, by the way, are going to wreak havoc on her liver, in addition to the immune problems and the inflammatory problems that are going to cause hepatic or liver issues. First and foremost, work on digestive health. This is for everybody who's got multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis or Sjogren's syndrome or any of a whole host of autoimmune diseases. It's the same problem. It doesn't matter where the condition appears. It doesn't matter if it appears in the nerves or in the joints or in the tear ducts or in the various organs or various forms of connective tissue. It doesn't matter where it appears. It matters that it appears. You can change your wife's life within a couple of days if you, number one, start to work on foods, eliminating problem foods. I always recommend that when people have an autoimmune issue, they stop eating for a day or 2 days. And what they'll find when they stop eating for a couple of days is they feel better. That's because the assault into the bloodstream through the digestive tract has ceased. And so they'll notice they feel better. When she has to start eating again. When she starts eating, she should take notes on what she eats and the relationship between the foods and the inflammatory condition, or the foods and the symptoms. And she'll notice that certain foods make her conditions worse. And she'll notice it very quickly, particularly if she fasts for a couple of days. Then, once she starts to notice certain foods cause problems, and unfortunately they're usually her favorite foods, you eliminate those foods. And the most likely suspect, as Doc has been talking about for years, is going to be gluten. But there's lots of other things that could be doing it as well. Then you start to focus on building the digestive, supporting the health of the digestive tract, specifically the intestine, although you got to go upstream as well eventually into the stomach and the pancreas as well and probably the gallbladder and the liver. But to start, the intestine. Number one, you get on the Nightly Essence probiotics. Number two, there's an incredible nutritional supplement that Longevity has that everybody who has an autoimmune disease or really any digestive health issue or even just for general health needs to be on. It's called Hyperimmune Egg or I-26. It's phenomenally effective for digestive health and the secondary health challenges associated with poor digestive health. And then I would also be using nutritional supplements to build the intestinal lining to protect against this leaky gut condition. Collagen peptides are very important, collagen in general. The glucogel caps, which although they're marketed as a anti-arthritis supplement, are also going to be helpful for building the intestinal lining. And then Longevity's got a really interesting product that's made with a seaweed or a polysaccharide, that's found in seaweed called the Fucoid Z. And this is not only important for building the digestive lining, it's also very important for the circulatory system and the blood as well. And I would be using the Fucoid Z too. Most importantly, everybody who has an autoimmune disease should be listening to this. There is no way that if you correct digestive health, that you will not start to notice benefits and quickly, and ultimately all autoimmune diseases are reversible no matter what you hear from the medical model.
Let's go back to John for a follow-up. Any question, John?
No, that's it. I just want, so this call to Longevity, your number after I'm off the air, then you'll have everything recommended for her?
Right.
Yes, sir. And I would love it if you'd stay in touch with me, Ben@KSCO.com. I'd love to follow up with you.
Okay, thanks, John. Next up, let's go to Eric in Indianapolis. Hello, Eric.
Hello, George. How are you?
Good to have you with us again.
Thank you. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Eric. Good to talk to you.
Yes, it is. Good to talk to you. Hey, I got a story for you, then I got a couple of questions about the fingernail problems that people have. My mom's 91 years old. She's in a nursing home. She took all kinds of medication and stuff, depression and all that kind of stuff. And her fingernails would get real coarse, lines through them, and then they'd split. Yep. What caused? And also, she used to use them fake nails and glue them on her fingernails. Is that good for you or not?
No, they're not. They're not going to hurt her, but they're not going to make a difference in her fingernails. They've got some cosmetic appeal. Obviously, they'll cover up the poor fingernails. Fingernails are a window to what's happening inside the body in real time. Because of the speed of the movement of fingernails, nothing in the body moves or grows faster than the fingernails. You get a real time picture of what's happening inside the body, and it's not unusual that older folks would have fingernail problems, particularly if she's on a lot of medications and she's got health challenges. Malabsorption of nutrients and lack of nutrients are the main causes, and there's a lot of things you could do. First of all, I've told this story before. I've told this on Coast to Coast before. My dad was in a nursing home before he passed away. He had Alzheimer's dementia, unfortunately, and I'd have to sneak him in Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They wouldn't let him have it, but I'd sneak it in. And I would give him the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and as he was drinking it, I would see the color and the energy come back into his face. I would see the life force return. And this gets back to what we talked about earlier, how the more deficient we are in nutrients, the faster our body absorbs them. And one of the really neat features of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I've been talking about for years, and there's a reason, by the way, why nobody's ever figured out how to knock off Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's such a stupendously formulated nutritional supplement. Beyond Tangy Tangerine goes to work quickly. It's liquid. So it goes right to work, and it bypasses digestive health issues. So immediately I would get your mom on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. She probably has some digestive health issues. That's typical for folks who are older, especially if they're in nursing homes. You might want to consider Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes, as well as perhaps something to acidify the contents of her stomach as she's eating her meals, something like apple cider vinegar, or even drinking a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine with her meals. And that's another wonderful benefit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It helps you digest your food. It helps you work, helps your digestive system work more effectively. And if you're drinking Beyond Tangy Tangerine while you're eating your foods, your stomach will have more acid in it, and acid, of course, activates the enzymes, digestive enzymes, and you'll also get maximum absorption of your nutrients in the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you're eating them with meals. So I'd be getting her on some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, I would put, if you can do this, I'd put her on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which features nutrients support that are supposedly for just bone and joints, but will also help her with her nails. Protein is also going to be very important, as we talked about earlier. Keratin, which makes up the fingernails, is, of course, a protein. So making sure she's on a good protein supplement, like the TMR shake. I don't know if you've tried the TMR shake, George, but Tommy loves the TMR shake. Wonderful source of protein, formulated by my good friend Stan Dennison, who's formulated a whole bunch of Youngevity products. It's called TMR shake. Great source of whey protein and other proteins. It's a total meal replacement, and that might be something else for you to consider.
A little follow-up, Eric?
I think I'm done, George. I appreciate you.
Okay, my buddy. Drive Thank carefully you, out there. Let's go to first-time caller Dan in Cincinnati. Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, hello. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've got a 16-year-old daughter that when she gets a virus, it could be just like a cold or a mild case of flu. She recovers in a normal amount of time, has normal symptoms, but then as soon as she recovers, she goes into severe brain fog, and she can't focus, can't do her homework, and she sleeps just an incredible amount. I have to get her out of bed, or she stay in bed for like 20 hours a day. And it can last typically 10 to 14 days. And she's actually just today, I think, finally coming out of an episode that she's had for the last 12 days.
Yeah, that's a sign of a compromised immune system. The immune system is housed largely in the intestine, as we've been talking about intestinal health pretty much this whole program. The intestine is super important for folks who are dealing with immune problems because that's where the immune system is largely located for good reason, because that's where the outside world meets the inside world. So nature has seen fit to put guards, immune guards, in the intestine. I would bet dollars to donuts that your daughter has some digestive health issues, bloating, gas, discomfort, digestive discomfort, food allergies, perhaps constipation or loose stools, something along those lines. Focus on digestive health. In fact, for any immune condition, we talked about autoimmune issues and digestive health. For any immune condition, which it sounds like your daughter is dealing with, focus on digestive health. There's an important relationship, by the way, between the intestine and the brain. They call that the gut-brain axis. So the fact that she has brain fog also tells me that stuff is getting into her bloodstream through a leaky gut. I'd be focusing on all the things we talked about with John and his wife. I'd be focusing on all of those nutritional supplements, building the digestive lining with Fucoid Z and collagen peptides, glucogel caps, using probiotic supplements like our Nightly Essence, perhaps working upstream at the level of the stomach as well. the ultimate enzymes, and then also the I-26, which is absolutely stupendous for all immune conditions. And it does sound like your daughter's dealing with one.
Ben, what is it about pneumonia that kills people at night?
Oh, pneumonia is actually one of the most important causes of death for older folks or for folks who have compromised immune systems. You know, the lungs are where you get the most important substance in the body. You know, you can go 40 days without food. You can go, 4 days without water, but you can't go 4 minutes without oxygen. Pneumonia is a lung infection. It makes the air sacs in the lungs fill up with pus, with bacterial pus or fluid. It makes it difficult to breathe. You can't get oxygen into the bloodstream. Even worse, bacteria or even viruses or fungi can get into the system through the bloodstream. There's the blood vessels are proximal to the or close to the lung tissue, so things can get into the bloodstream. Yet pneumonia is a serious, serious problem. Between toxicity getting into the blood and lack of oxygen, that's really where you run into the fatalities, and it is a serious cause of death, leading cause of death around the world.
Do you suffocate from it?
Yeah, basically. I mean, your cells don't get oxygen. That's exactly what happens.
It's got to be a horrible way to go.
Oh yes, it's a horrible way to go, and it only really happens to folks. If you have bacterial pneumonia, most people will recover from it, but people who are compromised, who have immune compromise, or older folks, or people who are on a lot of medication, those are the ones who are really prone towards fatalities from pneumonia, and it can be serious, absolutely serious.
Ben, when somebody's dying, do they know they're dying when they're at that moment?
Oh, yes. When you die, your body, your cells explode. And the way you've heard of this thing called the death rattle. Have you heard of that term, the death rattle? That's the fluids starting to leak out of the cells and the tissues in the body. And it is agonizing. It's miserable. And unfortunately, they have pain pills and pain medication like morphine that can alleviate some of that. In fact, I used to make a medicine, compound of medicine called scopolamine, which helped folks as they were going through the dying process. And yes, it is, it's a horrible thing.
When you die in your sleep, what happens
to
you?
That's the best way to go, George. That's the ultimate way to go. May we all die in our sleep. You just pass on. You know, you just go on to the other side. And
kills you? You have a heart attack in your sleep?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what happens?
Oh, yeah. It's usually a heart attack, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Your heart stops. Yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, the way we die is ultimately cells are not getting nutriated and they're not getting oxygenated. And so, really, even death itself is a sign of nutritional deficiencies, an ultimate nutritional deficiency. But that's what happens as we... as the death process ensues, cells aren't getting fed, they're not getting oxygenated, and their waste is accumulating, and ultimately a critical mass of cell death is reached, and we die.
We're going to come back and take final calls with Ben Fuchs in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance is 1-855-949-7234, and his website is criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go back to the calls. Dave in Bakersfield, California is with us. Hey, David, go ahead. Still with us, Dave? Dave has departed. Let's try Dave in San Diego. David, give you a try.
Hey, good evening, guys. Good evening, Ben and George. A couple shows ago, Ben was on, and he mentioned that the Tangy Tangerine had a new formulation. I have the 2.5. Is there something newer than that? Also, I just quit drinking alcohol. Is there something I should do for my liver with taking NAC? Be good, or is there a product that Longevity has that's good for getting the liver back happy again?
Absolutely phenomenal. Liver supplement. Liver nutrient, they have in emergency rooms, I actually use NAC as a treatment for liver toxicity for folks who have Tylenol poisoning or acetaminophen poisoning. They'll actually put it right in your blood. That's the very same N-acetylcysteine, that's what NAC stands for, N-acetylcysteine, that you get in Longevity products, including the new Rise and Restore. Rise and Restores, I think is what you're referring to, Rise and Restore, are two formulations that actually Dr. Wallach's son, Steve Wallach, developed. Steve is not only a great businessman, but he also is, like myself, a lover of the molecule, and he does a little bit of formulation himself. And I think you're referring to the Rise and Restore products. Rise and Restore designed specifically for morning and for night. It turns out that you need certain nutrients in the morning, and you need other nutrients at night. For example, in the morning, you have pick-me-ups, and in the evening, you have nutrients that help you fall asleep. There is actually a liver detox blend in the Restore products, so you might want to consider that. And that, of course, includes the N-acetylcysteine that we were talking about. In addition to milk thistle, as I know, Doc, as I know, George, you talk about milk thistle sometimes as being important for the liver. There's also a really important nutrient called glutathione, which you may have heard of. Glutathione is known as the body's master antioxidant, master detoxifier, and that's also important for the liver. So you might want to consider the Rise and Restore, which has a little bit more liver support than the ordinary Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And congratulations, by the way, on quitting alcohol. I have a good friend who's dealing with alcoholism right now, and it's a miserable, miserable thing.
Jeremy in Jamestown, North Dakota is with us. Hey, Jeremy, go ahead.
Hello, George, and awesome Ben Fuchs. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Will the consumption of a large amount of sugar increase your chances for leg cramps?
Leg cramps and sugar.
Yes, yes, yes. Not directly, but indirectly, in the sense that a large amount of sugar will deplete the body of nutrients and electrolytes specifically that are specifically important when it comes to leg cramps. There's a really very interesting B vitamin, vitamin B3, which is depleted by sugar, and that can be deficiencies in vitamin B3. Can be associated with leg cramps as well as deficiencies in ordinary electrolytes. One of the things that happens when we eat a lot of sugar is our body tries to eliminate it through fluid. In fact, diabetes, one of the signs of diabetes is excessive urination and excessive thirst. And it could be that you're running into some electrolyte imbalances, which can definitely cause leg cramps. In fact, pretty much any health issue that you can name can be related to excess ingestion of sugar, number one, and secondarily to elevations in insulin or resistance, insulin resistance, which is associated with elevations in insulin. So pretty much every single health challenge you can name, including leg cramps, can be alleviated by reducing your intake of sugar and using nutrients that help the body process sugar. I would consider the Sweeties from Youngevity, in fact, the whole healthy blood sugar pack for anybody who's dealing with any kind of chronic degenerative diseases or symptoms, including leg cramps.
Let's go to Ruth in Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. I'm good. How are you? It's just very cold here. But, Ben, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on using boric acid for an eye rinse. I've been doing it ever since I was a little girl. My mom taught me the recipe. I used to use it on my turtles when I was little. And actually, right now, I'm using it on a cat. But the new pharmacists, they don't know anything about this. They think I'm crazy when I ask for boric acid. It's hard to find, too, but I did find some.
Yeah, they make boric acid, ophthalmic solution. Yeah, it's a great eye wash. It has antibiotic properties. It can help kill fungal infections and bacterial infections. It's soothing against irritation. Yeah, boric acid is wonderful for the eyes, and it's kind of an old-time remedy for cleansing and for treating irritated eyes and eyes that are suffering from smog or chlorine after you go swimming. Yeah, it's a great strategy. I'm surprised you said pharmacists don't know about it.
No, they don't know about it. They think I'm crazy when I ask them about it.
No, they make they make boric acid. They make boric acid eye washes. Absolutely.
I've heard of that, Ben.
Yeah, boric acid is a really mild acid. It's got, like I say, antifungal and antimicrobial properties, and it's also just soothing for the eyes.
Let's go to Carrie in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Thanks for calling, Carrie. Go ahead.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ben, George. Hey, I've been listening since Art Bell started his show.
Way back.
Coast, way back.
Thank you,
my friend. Fellow amateur radio operator. So, hey, here's my question. I guess the topic really is gut health.
Yeah.
And for a number of years, probably 2.5 years, my doctor had me on omeprazole, 40 milligrams, and because of, you know, the acid reflux or whatever. Then a friend of mine's brother was diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 prostate cancer, and they completely changed his diet. And I started following that diet protocol, and within 8 days, I didn't have to take omeprazole anymore.
How do you like that? How do you like that? And they want to give omeprazole like it's candy. In fact, I think it's over the counter even. Yeah. Omeprazole is they call it a proton pump inhibitor. It helps shut down acid production. It is one of the silly, there's a lot of silly medicines out there, but that's one of the silliest. Now, I will say if you have acid reflux, it can be very serious. Not only can it be uncomfortable, it can also be very serious. So it may be that if you don't want to change your diet, that you need the omeprazole. However, when you suppress stomach acid, you can't absorb minerals, you can't absorb vitamins, you can't activate enzymes, you run into issues with excess bacteria in the intestine. It is one of the silliest pharmaceutical strategies and a whole host of silly pharmaceutical strategies. And what you're experiencing is what I've been telling people for years. You have to change the way you eat, and you will change your acid reflux condition. Most people have acid reflux are either sugar junkies or they're eating a lot of processed foods, and both of those are related to a leak or a loose valve that connects the sphincter the esophagus to the stomach. They call it the lower esophageal sphincter, the LES. Acid reflux is not a condition of acid, it's a condition of the sphincter. And when you change the way you eat, as well as reduce stress and lower cortisol, which is stress hormone, that sphincter will tighten up and you won't have to worry about acid reflux. If you do have acid reflux, it can be very serious, though. And if you don't want to change the way you eat, then you may need the omeprazole, but you will end up with other issues and other problems, including things like osteoporosis and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and leaky gut issues. And it's just crazy. Listen, there's no drug that anybody should be on other than a Band-Aid. If you're on a drug that's chronic and long-term and you've heard you're going to be on this drug for the rest of your life, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to wean yourself off that prescription drug. Not only do prescription drugs come replete with toxicity and side effects and adverse reactions, but they cause nutrient deficiencies because it costs you copper and zinc and vitamin C and magnesium and other minerals and vitamins to detoxify that drug. And when you take a prescription drug long-term, it's inevitable that you will exacerbate nutritional deficiencies, some of which are responsible for the very reason you're taking the drug in the first place, which just highlights the absolute craziness of our pharmacomedical protocols for treating lifestyle issues. Disease is chronic degenerative disease, that is based in how we live our lives. And you cannot drug a chronic degenerative disease away, but you can change it with nutritional supplementation and lifestyle. Congratulations. You're experiencing that for yourself.
Ben, how do people hear your podcast?
The podcast that I had with the GCN radio network has expired. I do have a skincare podcast that I do called Go Figure George, the Rogue Pharmacist. I didn't name it. They gave me that name. And we talk about skincare, and I'm about to start another podcast. And next time I come on the program, I'll tell you the details on that one.
All right, great. West of the Rockies, Lynn's with us in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. How are you today?
Great. Hope you are, too.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Ben. I have a question. Okay, 18 months ago, my brother attempted suicide by hanging himself.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So he was without oxygen for like 5 minutes. Is there any way to reverse
brain damage?
Yeah, because he's like a 10-year-old, and he's supposed to be 57.
I'm so sorry. God, that's horrible. You know, there's no way to reverse it, but you can certainly do things to improve cognitive functioning and brain health, most especially with fats, like your ultimate EFAs, your essential fatty acids. Also, fatty vitamins are very important for the brain, particularly vitamin E, And by the way, folks who have dementia will benefit from these strategies as well. And then also keeping his blood sugar under control, you know, as I'm sure, you know, George, you and I have talked about this before. Dementia is now called type 3 diabetes. And by the way, I was just reading how dementia cases are projected to double in the next 40 years, another emblem of the failure of the modern medical model to treat and to correct chronic degenerative diseases. So treating your having your brother use things like the Sweeties and restricting his intake of sugars and fast-burning carbohydrates is also going to be very important. Finally, if he has any issues with the digestive tract because of the aforementioned gut-brain axis, correcting leaky gut issues by using Longevity's I-26 and nightly essence and supporting the health of the intestine with a few Coid Z and collagen peptides can also be helpful. And then finally, for brain health issues, if you can get him, your brother, or anybody who's dealing with brain health issues or cognitive health issues, doing brain exercises can be very helpful. Doing puzzles, crossword puzzles, even things like brushing your teeth with your opposite hand can improve neural connections. And even exercise can support the production of something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is very important for brain health and the health of the neurons. And so doing things like resistance training or aerobic exercise, if you can get him to do anything like that, even just taking walks around the block, brisk walks around the block, may be helpful for improving cognitive functioning and brain health.
Okay.
Lynn, who found your brother?
The girl he was dating at the time.
So she basically saved his life, huh?
Yeah. But I have one other question, if it's possible.
Real quick. Sure. Go ahead.
Real quick, I've been positive for HIV for 35 years. I quit taking HIV meds. What can I take to improve my immune system?
Build that immune system. Reduce your sugar intake. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack, which, of course, includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's very important for the immune system. As we mentioned earlier, the immune system lives in the intestine. So anything you can do for intestinal health will help. Restricting your intake of processed foods and fast-burning carbohydrates, as well as any foods that cause digestive distress, is also important. And I would also throw in the I-26 hyperimmune egg, which is very important for all immune issues, including the virus that's out there, that norovirus or HIV or a virus that everybody has been talking about for the last few years, or any kind of a viral or microbial infection. Focus on digestive health. It's so darn important and so easy for us to do. And really, George, health is easy. Any chronic degenerative disease that people are suffering from is reversible because it's in the body's nature to heal. And that is our mission at Longevity, and that is my personal mission, as well as I understand, George, that's what you're all about as well. So thank you for giving us this forum. Appreciate it very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Ben. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Doc Wallach will pop up in 3 weeks. Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. You can always go to that website often and jump on board. Next up, Emily Harrison joins us. We're going to talk about your Akashic Records.